From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Alhamdulillah, we come to you from Durban, South Africa. And in today's episode, we are going to discuss the attributes of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhumah, he has stated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once worried about something. So Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu addressed him saying, what is there to worry about when Allah Almighty is with him? The angels are with him. Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikail alayhi salam are with him. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu is with him. Sayyidina Umar himself is with him. And all the Muslims are with him. When Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said these words to comfort the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah Almighty revealed this verse affirming the words of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then surely Allah Almighty is his helper as well as Jibreel, the righteous believers. Commenting on this verse, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah, he says, Salih al-Mu'mineena Abu Bakr wa Umar, meaning the righteous believers in this verse, they refer to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhuma. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's get to know a little bit about the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu was an esteemed companion. He is known as Umar, and his name on earth is Umar, and in the heavens he is known as Farooq. In Torah he is referred to as Mantiqul Haqq, one who speaks the truth. His name in Injil is Kafi. His name in Paradise will be Siraj. In 583 Common Era, he was born in Makkah Mukarramah 41 years prior to the Hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. He accepted Islam in the sixth year after the declaration of prophethood in the year 614 Common Era. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated for his acceptance of Islam, which is why he is known as the messenger's wish, meaning murad rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim, this further increased the honor and authority of Islam, and it inspired the believers. It was after his acceptance of Islam that the Muslims openly offered salah in the haram. The greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him as his wazir. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu always remained a special advisor to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it came to making important decisions about Islam. He radiyallahu anhu spent his entire life in service to the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the year 13 Hijri, corresponding to 634 Common Era, at the age of 53, he became the second Khalifa of the Muslims. In the year 24 Hijri, corresponding to 643 Common Era, whilst leading Fajr Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, a non-Muslim attacked him with a dagger, which wounded him and proved to be mortal, resulting in his martyrdom in Madinah Munawwara. Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu led his funeral Salah, and he was laid to rest at the blessed feet of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear brothers, In the second verse of Surah Al-Hujurat, the Muslims have been commanded to take special care to not raise their voices above the blessed voice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ when speaking to him. Otherwise, there is a risk of one's salah, fast, hajj, and all their deeds being ruined. It is mentioned in the renowned book of hadith, Sunan al-Tirmizi, that when this verse was revealed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, and some other companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, became extremely cautious. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who would speak so quietly that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes have to ask him to repeat what he had said. Then this verse was revealed. Those who lower their voices before the Messenger of Allah, it is they whose hearts Allah has tested for piety. For them there is forgiveness and great reward. In this verse, it is said regarding those companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, who lower their voices in the presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, that Allah Almighty has tested their hearts for piety. And for them is forgiveness and a major reward in the hereafter. We come to know that the forgiveness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma is definitive. They are undoubtedly people of paradise, as Allah Almighty has honored in and announced in this verse their forgiveness and an immense reward for them. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's get to know some really praiseworthy qualities and attributes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is the topic of our discussion today. There is a narration mentioned in the well-known books of hadith, especially Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was sleeping and saw a dream. Note that it is only the Prophet's eyes which sleep. His heart does not sleep. And the dreams of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are true. What is this dream which the greatest Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen? He saw that people were brought before him and each of them was wearing an upper garment. Some of them had a garment which reached their chest and some below this. In another narration, it is mentioned that some had garments up to their chest, some to their navel, some to their knees, and some to halfway down the shin. Then in the dream, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was shown to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his upper garment was below his feet, such that it dragged as he walked. The companions radiallahu anhum asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how he interpreted this, to which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, religion. Meaning, those whose upper garments reached their chest, they were weak in religion. Those whose garments reached their navel, they were relatively stronger in their deen. And those whose garments reached their knees, they were more complete in their religion. Those whose garments reached halfway down their shin, they were stronger in deen than the previous ones. From amongst those who were shown, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was the strongest in religion, as his garment was below his feet, such that it was dragging across the ground. Commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmadi al-Khana'imi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that it is most likely that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was not from amongst those who were shown to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, because if he was among them, his garment would have been shown to be even longer than that of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, as he radiallahu ta'ala who is superior to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and more firm in deen and faith compared to him. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to learn more beautiful attributes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. For now, we are going to listen to a kalam and a beautiful nasiha. Inshallah azza wa jal, thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi, وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala نامِ محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزو, رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزو, مجھ کو سنانا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Parents are like trees. They shade us from harm. They provide us with fruits so we can enjoy and grow up. Whether your parents are living or have passed on, don't forget to make dua for them. Supplicate for them. The noble Quran teaches us a beautiful dua. And it's, imagine if you make this dua every day after every salah, that رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. It's a short dua, but very impactful. Memorize it. Learn it and make it after every salah. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. And also, keep this other narration in mind.
that the greatest and final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, has declared, when a person stops praying for their parents, their sustenance is cut off. Today, many of us are complaining, I don't have barakah and blessings, I don't see the blessings. Do I make dua for my parents? Ask yourself this question and make that dua, make duas for them daily.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, listen to this wonderful kalam. And now we are back. We were discussing the attributes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear brothers, we learned from the hadith that we were discussing before we went for the kalam that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is extremely firm in his deen and he possesses very strong faith. In one hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Ashadduhum fi dinillahi Umar." Amongst the companions, alayhim ridwan, the most strict in religious matters is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In another hadith, the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, "Ashaddu ummati fi amrillahi Umar." In the matter of Allah's command, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the firmest from my ummah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, "I feel great delight when carrying out four things. Number one, fulfilling the obligations of Allah Almighty. Second, avoiding that which is declared haram by Allah Almighty. Third, commanding good in order to gain reward. Four, forbidding people from evil out of fear of Allah Almighty." Dear brothers, we've learned that one of the praiseworthy traits of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he would not tolerate even the slightest carelessness in religious matters. He radiallahu anhu was firm in acting upon Islamic rulings, avoiding those things prohibited by Allah Almighty, calling towards righteousness and forbidding evil. From many qualities of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had, humility was one of them. If someone made him aware of something good, he would be pleased at this and accept their words. He himself has said that, "أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَيَّ مَنْ رَفَعَ إِلَيَّ عُيُوبِي." The most beloved of people to me is the one who makes me aware of my shortcomings. Once a woman disagreed with him in a large gathering and gave her opposing view. With great patience, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu listened carefully to what she had to say. Then he radiallahu anhu accepted her viewpoint and announced, "Imra'atun asabat wa rajulun akhta," that the woman is correct and the man was mistaken. The renowned spiritual guide and the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, is a true follower of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this regard. He has presented himself before his disciples and admirers like an open book. He has given permission to all to correct him immediately if they see him doing anything contrary to Islam. Whereby, even when he conducts the Madani Muzakara, the question and answer session, he states at the beginning that, "Ask your questions. I will not necessarily be able to answer every question. If you find that I am mistaken, then correct me at once. You will not find me stubbornly adhering to my opinion without reason. Rather, I will be grateful and retract my statement." It is due to this humble nature that he has millions of disciples across the world today who wholeheartedly act upon his advice. The Almighty has placed such love of him in the hearts of people that countless people become his disciples without having ever seen him. Dear brothers, we should also adopt this mindset and be open-minded. Meaning, somebody wishes to correct us, be they young or old, we should allow that. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there will be many benefits of this. Doing this will lead to fewer mistakes. It will improve our conduct. It will rectify us and increase our love and respect in the hearts of people, inshallah. Allah Almighty grant us the ability to act upon this. Ameen. Another beautiful quality of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was his deep love for the noble Quran. He would recite the Holy Quran with great passion on many occasions. Whilst reciting the noble Quran, his state would change and he would start crying out of fear of Allah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Shaddad radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once leading Fajr Salah. He started reciting Surah Yusuf. He continued reciting until he reached verse number 84 of this chapter, in which Allah Almighty has stated, translation, and his eyes became white from grief, so he suppressed his sorrow. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited this verse, he began to cry. And he continued crying for some time until he finally bowed for ruku. Similarly, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once recited the 7th and the 8th verses of Surah At-Tur, translation from Kanzul Irfan. The punishment of your Lord will certainly come to pass. None can avert it. After reciting these verses, he was overcome with the fear of Allah Almighty. And he cried so much that he was having difficulty breathing. This remained his state for 20 days. This was the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at how he recited the Holy Quran with such love, immersing himself in its meaning and allowing himself to be overcome with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are also Muslims. So let us take a close look at our own states. Each one of us should ponder how much love for the noble Quran we have in our hearts. It is our duty to ask ourselves, how many days have passed since we last opened the Holy Quran? This Holy Quran, the speech of Allah Almighty, was revealed by Him for our guidance. The Noble Quran is a cure for physical and spiritual illnesses. This Noble Quran contains the principles of life given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we recite this noble book, and how much effort do we make to understand it? If only we are also granted love for the Noble Quran, if only we become those who recited it, if only we become those who tried to understand it and become a reflection of the Holy Quran, our lives, they must reflect the values of the Holy Quran. May we be granted all of this by virtue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen. Dear brothers, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated that the noble Quran is an intercessor and its intercession will be accepted. So whoever takes the noble Quran as his leader, it will lead him to paradise. And whoever neglects the noble Quran, it will push him into hell. Another praiseworthy attribute of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was his abundant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahimahullah, he states, كان أكثر كلام عمر الله أكبر. Saying Allahu Akbar often was part of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's speech. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to this, he used to shed tears, avoid sins, do good deeds, fulfill the rights of people, and reflect over his actions. Another distinctive practice of his was to listen to things that would increase his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one such occasion, he requested Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar rahimahullah to mention things to him that would increase him in his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b rahimahullah responded by saying that even if you were to come on the Day of Judgment with deeds equal to that of 70 prophets, you would still deem your deeds to be insignificant after witnessing the Day of Judgment. Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu lowered his head, thinking about the hereafter. After some time, he requested Sayyidina Ka'b rahimahullah to say more. So Sayyidina Ka'b rahimahullah informed him that hell is so terrifying that if an area of it equal to the nose of a bull was to be exposed in the east, the brain of a person in the west would boil and flow out due to its heat. Hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who lowered his head again, pondering about the hereafter. Reflect for a moment. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one who is undoubtedly granted paradise, would listen to words that brought about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and concern for the hereafter, and would request this himself. Now let's reflect upon our own states. What do we like to listen to? We are fond of things that are amusing. Some are fond of music. Some enjoy comedies and laughter and heedlessness. We take pleasure in hearing about things that cause our hearts to become rusty. Unfortunately, in our society, people find joy in listening to backbiting and hearing about the faults of their Muslim brothers. We love listening to news about worldly matters. If only we are granted the blessings of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and listen to matters of the hereafter and words that bring about the fear of Allah Almighty and increase us in our good deeds. If only we listen to recitation of the Holy Quran, Naats, Sunnah-inspired speeches, matters of religious knowledge and hadith. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of doing this, we will do away with heedlessness, remove the rust of the heart, dislike sins, increase our desire to do good deeds, and if Allah Almighty wills, we will become righteous, well-mannered, successful Muslims. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Mawla Dilka Zang Chuda. قلبِ نوری پائے جلا دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ. Dear brothers, in this short time, we've had the honor of listening to some noble qualities of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the second Khalifa of Islam. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to adopt these praiseworthy traits of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, has published a book in two volumes on the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu called Faizane Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. This book contains a detailed account of his life from his birth all the way to his martyrdom. Be sure to purchase this book, or you can even download it from the website of Dawat Islami by visiting dawatislami.net. Read it yourself and encourage your family members, friends and acquaintances to read it too. Similarly, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has written a short booklet called Miraculous Wonders of Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a very informative booklet. So read it and use it to deliver dars in your home. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will gain reward and learn many things. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to act upon it. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Amin. Dear brothers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his noble qualities, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him such a lofty status, and he is, subhanallah, such a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second Khalifa of Islam, the one who stood with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and defended the dignity of Islam. The noble companions hold a unique and esteemed rank. Nobody knew us or saw us in a dream before we were born. When we entered this world, our immediate family, relatives and some people in our neighborhood knew about our birth. Now that we are older, some of us may be known just by a few people, while others may be known to hundreds or thousands. But the status of the noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, especially Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is such that they mention was present in the world centuries before their existence, and people knew who they were. This remembrance was not an ordinary form of remembrance. Rather, the upright companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were mentioned in the words of Allah Almighty, which were recited by people with the hope of gaining reward. Allah Almighty mentions in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are stern with the disbelievers and tender-hearted among themselves. You will see them bowing and falling in prostration seeking Allah's benevolence and His contentment. Their signs are on their faces by the marks of prostrations. In this verse, the Almighty has identified and mentioned the attributes of His beloved companions, radiallahu anhum. First thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they are very tender-hearted, very kind among themselves. Secondly, they perform an abundance of prayer, sometimes bowing and sometimes prostrating. And thirdly, they are not ostentatious. They do not perform worship to receive praise from the people, rather only to gain the pleasure and the bounty of Allah. Fourthly, their faces are adorned with the signs of prostration and the light of worship. After describing their traits, Allah Almighty has stated, translation, this attribute of theirs is mentioned in the Torah and the attribute is mentioned in the Injil. We learn that the noble companions, radiallahu anhum, were praised long before their arrival into the world. When people recited the Torah and Injil, they also read about the nobility of the companions, radiallahu anhum, with the hope of gaining reward. Remember, the previous scriptures were changed by people, so we do not follow them now. Regardless of these alterations, the noble companions, radiallahu anhum, were mentioned in the previous scriptures. The second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once asked a priest, "Hal tajiduna fi shay'in min kutubikum?" Do you find anything about us written in your books? The priest replied in the positive, for affirmative, yes. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked, "Kayfa tajiduni? How am I mentioned in your books?" The priest answered, "Qarnum min hadid, an iron horn." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu exclaimed, "An iron horn? What does that mean?" The priest responded, "Amirun shadidun, a firm leader in enforcing the laws of the religion." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thanked Allah Almighty and said, "Allah Almighty is the greatest and all praise belong to Him." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once riding his horse when a part of his shin was revealed. The people of Najran, who were disbelievers, saw a black mark on his shin. They said, "Hadha alladhi najidu fi kitabina yukhrijuna min ardina." This is the one we find in our books who will remove us from our land. O devotees of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was mentioned in such detail in the previously divine revealed scriptures that the disbelievers recognized him just by a mark on his blessed shin. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an esteemed companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name in this world is Umar, and he is known as Farooq in the heavens, and he is referred to as Mantiqul Haqq, meaning the one who speaks the truth in Torah, and he is known as Kafi in Injil. His name in paradise will be Siraj. Subhanallah, he was born in Makkah Mukarramah, and according to one opinion, he was the 40th person to have embraced Islam. This is why he is called Mutammimun Arba'een, meaning the one who completes the 40, the number 40. Subhanallah, the 40th person to have embraced Islam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated for him to accept Islam, which is why he is also known as the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His justice and fairness was unparalleled, which earned him the title of A'dalul Ashab, the most just of the companions. He lived till the age of 63 and fulfilled his obligations as a Khalifa for 12 years. His reign as a Khalifa was a golden age for the Muslims. His rulership, justice, mannerisms, fear of Allah Almighty, piety, his humility, asceticism, and kindness are perfect examples of what Muslims should strive to achieve. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he possesses countless virtues. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was once in the presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was mentioned. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "O Jibreel, mention the virtues of Umar and his rank in the court of Allah Almighty." Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "Law jalastu ma'aka qadra ma labitha Nuhun fi qawmihi lamastati' an ukhbiraka bi fadaili umara وَمَا لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ.
O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would be unable to mention all the virtues of Umar and his rank in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Even if I sit here for the number of years Nuh alayhi salam lived among his people, Allahu Akbar, close to 1,000 years, the blessed city of Jerusalem was first conquered during the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. The account of its conquest is intriguing. The Khalif assigned Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala as the commander of an army and sent him to Jerusalem. When the army reached Jerusalem, they laid siege to the disbelievers. They fought for 4 months, which resulted in no victory for either side. A major priest of the disbelievers addressed Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the top of the walls of the fort, "We will fight you no matter our condition. Only one person can conquer our city, and his traits are mentioned in our books. You are not that person." Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "Who will conquer your city? What attributes of his have been mentioned in your books?" The priest replied, "He will be a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name will be Umar ibn Khattab, and the people will call him Farooq. He will be firm in the matters of religion, and he will not fear the blame of people in matters of relating to Allah." Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala who smiled and he rejoiced and he said, "Al-Balada ورب الكعبة فتحنا." "Oath by Allah, we have conquered this land." He then wrote a letter to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asking him to come to Jerusalem. When the Christian priest saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he recognized him at once and called out to his people that, "O people, this is the man who is mentioned in our books. He will conquer our city." The non-Muslims surrendered immediately without a fight, and they handed over Jerusalem to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu was a high-ranking tabi'i. When Jerusalem was conquered, he met Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the first time and accepted Islam. On this occasion, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, "It was written in the Book of Allah Almighty that a city in which the Bani Israel reside will be conquered by a man who is pious and is compassionate to the Muslims. His outer and inner state will be the same, and his actions and speech will not contradict one another. Everyone will be equal in his eyes, be they his acquaintances or strangers. His companions will fast during the days and spend the nights in worship. They will comfort the grief-stricken, or devotees of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt." All of the qualities being described were that of the great Khalifa Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is pious, he is compassionate to the Muslims, he is one who establishes justice and equality. He is the person who conquered many cities such that the palaces of Persia and Rome became home to Islam. Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the granddaughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the daughter of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was married to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. She was crying one day, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked her the reason for this. She replied, "O leader of the believers, Ka'b al-Ahbar says that you will be at the gates of hell." Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was overcome with the fear of Allah Almighty, and he immediately summoned Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar rahimahullah. When he arrived, he said, "O leader of the believers, do not be hasty in my matter. By Allah Almighty, you will enter paradise as soon as Dhul-Hijjah ends." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him in amazement, "Ayyu shay'in hadha marratan fil jannah wa marratan fil nar?" "What is this? You say that I will be at the gates of hell, and then you say I am destined for paradise?" Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar rahimahullah, he explained and he responded, "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, inna lanajiduka fi kitabillahi ala babin min abwabi jahannama tamna'un nasa ay yaq'u fiha
فإذا مت لم يزالوا يقتحمون فيها إلى يوم القيامة. Oath by the one in whose power my soul is, we find you in the book of Allah Almighty at the gate, from the gates of hell, preventing people from falling into it. When you leave this world, people will continue to fall into hell until the day of judgment. Even before his arrival into the world, the scholars of the previous scriptures and those who were familiar with the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ were aware of the esteemed individual who would come from the nation of the Prophet ﷺ. The name of this man would be Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His, subhanallah, his nature would be such that he will be elevated in his deen and his conviction would be most firm. During his lifetime, Islam would be dominant and people would be safe from hell. However, when he would leave the world, people would continue to fall into hell until the day of judgment. Consider the efficacy of the supplication of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He supplicated, Allahumma izil Islama bi Umar ibn al-Khattab. Oh Allah, elevate the honor of Islam through Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, through the blessings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's supplication. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam, the Muslims at the time rejoiced and the sound of takbir echoed throughout Makkah. On that day, the Muslims performed their first public prayer, public salah in Masjid al-Haram. From that day until his passing away, Islam not only increased in honor, it spread far and wide and an unmatched system of justice was established. The flag of Islam flew high in many places, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these blessings and this enthusiasm to the sadaqah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to do good, to be on the righteous path and to command that which is true and to forbid that which is evil. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From noble hearts the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.